Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. Hey, before the break, it wasn't my fault, and now it isn't. I'm finally pushing the right buttons. Actually, I didn't push any of the wrong buttons. We're back here again. I've asked Carmen Reynolds to come back because on the break we got a call. And so I'm going to let the caller thank you for calling 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment for Carmen Reynolds?
A little bit of everything, David. Hi, Carmen. Hey, listen, if I remember correctly, going back to the virus thing and the pandemics and so on and so forth, if I remember, Carmen, from my high school biology class, which I thoroughly flunked, by the way, but I think they got something out of it, isn't it true that there are no cures for viruses?
Did you say that there are no cures for viruses?
Right, because they said that you can't cure the common cold, you can't cure AIDS, you can't cure flus, you can just kind of maybe ward them off a little bit, but there's no cure for viruses, I heard, that you can't, there's nothing that actually kills them.
Well, you're
I can barely hear you, by the way.
Actually, and what you're saying is justified by someone named Gary Null, N-U-L-L, and this was what the basis of his testimony was to the Health Oversight Committee in New York on behalf of the healthcare workers that are being mandated to, that were being mandated to take the swine flu vaccine, is that there is no proven efficacy of the vaccine for this virus.
Okay.
And it may be, I mean, when you go to the doctor, if it's bacterial, they will give you antibiotic.
They have cures for that.
But if it's a virus, they say, well, your body's just going to have to fight it. Now, this Tamiflu thing, you're going to have to, and Carmen, you may be able to explain this to me. There's this Tamiflu thing. There's this other thing that are supposed to supposedly help your body fight against it or something like that. Carmen, do you know what this Tamiflu thing is, what it does?
I don't know everything about the Tamiflu. I will tell you that Donald Rumsfeld served on the board of that company, and when it was in great demand, they were making profits from that. It has been known to cause hallucinations and aberrant behavior. It's not allowed to be used in Asia with young children because of its side effects. And it also causes changes in the DNA in the body. So it's got some problems with it. And it's supposed to help people but I wouldn't personally take it myself.
Well, here's a report from the BBC today. If anybody goes to BBC.com, there is a report that there is four or five people in a, I think it's a British or Spanish hospital. I know it's a British news, right? But I'm trying to remember which article I was reading. They're in the hospital right now, and they have passed on a Tamiflu-resistant H1N1 now. I mean, they've got people in the hospital, and I think it is the UK right now because it was on the BBC, that specifically, that Tamiflu in particular is basically, it almost like encouraged the silly virus to come on and grow a little bit. Sort of like the blob, you know? It's just growing on everybody. So, Craig, what was your other question for Carmen?
Carmen, you know, I was listening to various shows, and I keep hearing this coming up all the time, and the numbers keep growing exponentially all the time. Are you familiar with all these microbiologists who are at the top of their game, who all mysteriously end up getting murdered or suicide or self-inflicted or whatever? And this last tally I heard, it was, I think, over 90 so far.
Now, hold on. Before you answer that, Carmen, Craig, tell me, where are you getting your information?
One was Coast to Coast, with one of the guests on that subject was Stephen Quayle.
Okay. Is there any other source you're getting for tons of biologists getting basically whacked? But that's what you're asking, right? You're getting...
Yeah, I'm asking Carmen, what does she know about this situation?
Yes, I became aware of that about 8 months ago. I've been following it very closely. There are many other sources of that information, and it is accurate. Most recently, there have been two microbiologists, one at the University of Chicago Medical Center who was working on a cure for the plague, which is what is alleged over in the Ukraine right now, and whether it was an accident in the laboratory there or what it was, it has not come out. He was admitted to the hospital. They did not know what was wrong with him, and he ended up dying from the plague that he was working to devise a cure for, a vaccine for. And most recently, an individual named Joseph Moshe, M-O-S-H-E, who has had a dual citizenship with Israel, called into a talk show that Dr. A. True Ott was holding on a radio channel, and he was explaining that he was intimately familiar with the release of a plague in the Ukraine, and that they were going to launch this as a bioweapon in a test area of Ukraine to see whether they could export it to the rest of the world. And he was actually, right after he made that call, he was apprehended by a number of agents in California. He was surrounded. They used frequency weapons on him, tear gassed his vehicle, immobilized his vehicle, and he is now in a mental institution awaiting a hearing December of next month.
Okay, now hold that right there, guys. This is a, I gotta do my facilitator here.
No.
I just hang on there, or else I'll have to cut you off. The what's interesting about what you said, and I loved it being said. Now we have to at least couch this discussion with any. If this was a court of law, the objection would come. That's hearsay. Okay, so take note. Yes, hearsay. So we're not selling this as these are facts. These are rumors that are being reported. This is the source of the rumor. Now, what's interesting, you say, oh, the guy's crazy. Well, I don't know. I will just tell you personally, and again, I don't want to be inflaming this kind of thing. It very well could be that something happened to you in Ukraine that somebody was doing it. It very well may be that the guy is making things up. I know of a JPL professor. I won't tell you his last name, he's dead now, but it'd offend his family, who made up a story that he tape recorded a dinosaur. And I'd heard the recording before, and it wasn't a dinosaur, you know? So it's like, hey, I know that recording. I had that in school. It wasn't a dinosaur. And he, you know, so there's a lot of things that people can say, even with credibility. It may be true. It may be not. I will also say I have firsthand information. This isn't hearsay, where I watched a woman get put in jail, taken to a mental facility, and being told that they were going to have her put away for life, and she wasn't crazy. And what was interesting was watching doctors terrified of the head. I won't tell you what state either, because you can figure out who these people are by name by looking them up on the internet. Is the chief psychiatrist of the state, of all these state institutions, was the one making the claim against this lady. And I watched doctors shaking as they gave testimony in a hearing that they found no evidence of psychosis whatsoever. And I'm telling you what, that was a very tense situation. So I was actually in a hearing and called to testify on behalf of somebody who was not crazy, you know, and to plead to hopefully a objective judge, who's kind of retired judge coming in for these hearings, that, you know, it would not be justice to sign this lady away for life with nobody, you know, I mean, it was kind of stacked up against her. And we had one person come on the show who was in Canada, and the way when he started making reports against the police from Canada in Durham County, or Durham, Ontario, I guess is the place, actually came in, took him away, had him taken to a nut house where he was for 3 or 4 days, and they analyzed him and said, oh, he's not crazy. And when he came out, they turned out that he had a restraining order against him and his wife. They actually sort of kidnapped his wife. And then when he tried to contact his wife, he had him put in jail for violating a restraining order. And so I know of, at least secondhand, some credible people who have been in situations like this, and in some cases firsthand, where I've actually seen weird stuff like that happen.
Right.
So but when we do have a responsibility when we have the a pleasure of broadcasting to talk about these things on if there are possibilities. Yeah, we're going to go there. But at the same time, I got to make sure I have my caveats.
Right. And I do want to specify that this radio show that he was on Dr. A. Truat's show, I have talked to Dr. Truat, and he did verify that that, in fact, did happen. I have heard the audio of that radio broadcast, and there is a YouTube of the law enforcement officials surrounding the vehicle and what they did in dragging him off. So I would not have mentioned that.
No, I agree. And what's neat is finding out just that information that you just said, that there's actually some video accounting of some of this stuff happening.
Yes, and I'll send that over to you. And I, Craig, I have been following that closely, and I've looked into a lot of that, and there have been microbiologists who have ended up in pieces in different suitcases, and they've been in critical junctures and in working in bioweapons labs where they had firsthand information.
So, the amount is, like, there's no other occupation on Earth where you have this kind of a death trail at hand. And the question is, why? And these are people at the top of their game. And to add to that, Carmen, Stephen was saying the other day, there was just one in the past days or weeks in Canada. He was the top in his field on the swine flu epidemic deal, swine flu deal. And he ended up, I forgot how he ended up, but he ended up dead too. I don't know if he was shot or something like that. Canada.
Well, and you know what? So go ahead, Craig. So obviously, I think your point is that, hey, there's something that you say. There's something going on. Yeah, there's fire someplace. Now, when it comes down to it, Carmen's got a particular thing. She, in her body, has a problem already with her autoimmune system because of vaccinations and while she was in the military. So this will, what really matters to people, I think, our listener,
right,
is to, one, don't just necessarily drink the Kool-Aid and say, I'm going to submit to every man who's on the planet. You're supposed to submit to the ordinance. Men in America are subject to the law. Hold every person accountable to the law, your next door neighbor, yourself, and those who claim to be acting on behalf of the government. If their ends or their means are unjust, they're in violation of law, what they're doing, their final end is unjust as well. And we each have a responsibility as citizens to hold people accountable to the law and not let anybody impose something under the guise of the power of the sword that may not truly be exercising the intent, the function, the purpose of legitimate government. We not just owe it to ourselves, our own gratification, we owe it to our children.
You have a right to request to read the FDA packaging label that comes with that vaccine. And regardless of who manufactures it, the FDA label is going to read the same. It's going to talk about potential sterility. It's going to talk about potential carcinogenesis, mutagenesis, immunosterilization. It's going to talk about it has not been proven not to harm pregnant women.
Where do you get this?
So read the packaging before you take that or you allow your family to take that and make the decision for yourself.
Who will show you the labeling, Carmen?
The people that are giving the vaccine, you request before you get that vaccine that they allow you to see the labeling that accompanied the FDA packaging that accompanies the vaccine. Those vaccines are shipped in packaging.
Okay.
And you have a right to see that before you stand up like a sheep.
Are they required by law to show you that?
Yeah, I think they are. Hey, Craig, good call, buddy. That was good stuff.
One last
no, I can't. We got to take a break. Folks, you're listening to Liberty Works Radio Network, 104.3 FM. David Allen Carmichael here with Carmen Reynolds and our caller.
All
and
right.
We will be back in a moment. This is exciting. Stay tuned.
Hey, David.